Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shuchi, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on the Fan. Let's talk some college football with our special guest. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Brian Dantzel, Elite Media Network, joining us now here on the Fan. And a good afternoon, Brian. How you doing?
Boys, great. How are you?
Amazing. So you were in Austin for Longhorns Aggies?
Yes, I was in Austin for the Longhorns and the Aggies, and boy, what a game! What an absolute spectacle on Friday night between those two teams. You know, it looked like Texas was dead in the water. You got through the first half, and you were wondering whether or not Sarkisian was going to be able to wake up his offense. And all of a sudden, they came out in the second half and absolutely laid a beat down on A&M. It turned into a Trey Wisner show. I'm not sure if you guys realize this. Trey Wisner, obviously out of DeSoto, three games over 150 yards in his college career, two of them against A&M. He absolutely hates them.
What a legend.
It was fantastic to watch in person. Boy, I'm so glad that we were able to land that game.
How was the atmosphere?
It was electric. There's a lot of construction going on around the stadium right now, especially on the press level, if you guys have been there recently. But that did not stop the 103,000 from shaking the building. And again, you know, people put on extra pounds after the Thanksgiving holiday, and they definitely brought it with them that night after having a couple of libations before entering the stadium. But boy, it was absolutely electric. And, you know, they just put on a really good show down there. It was, again, just an electric atmosphere. And to tell you the truth, boys, I was kind of hoping that would have kicked off an absolute chaotic weekend.
Yeah.
Turns out that Saturday was a little bit more mundane than we thought. And so we sit around here on Monday now with these championship games set up for Saturday. And I was kind of hoping for a little bit more chaos.
When Texas needed it.
We definitely got it Friday night.
Texas needed it, Brian. I mean, they were probably rooting hard for Auburn, maybe to upset Bama. Could Washington pull up the upset over Oregon? At 9-3, Texas, you know, you've got the case of Ohio State and scheduling them week one, and is it a bad look if the committee leaves them out? But they lose to Florida. They do have wins over three top 10 schools. You look at Texas, do you think that, one, they'll get in, but are they deserving to be in the playoff?
So, boys, I spent my pregame talking to Sarkisian, and it's really interesting kind of the way this happened. The great PR staff down there at Texas ended up giving me 10 minutes. Molly McGrath's waiting on the side. No worries about her. She's on the TV side. We'll take national radio instead. And so it was really good to get in tune with what Coach Sark was thinking. Look, the loss to Florida, not good. That is a blemish that you're not going to be able to erase. But at the end of this day, what this team has put on record, I do believe they should get in. Only because they're the only team in the country that's got three wins against top 10 teams. And it is just so deserving of them to just go ahead and put them over. Now, where that puts them in seeding, I don't know. What ends up happening with what if we do get a chaotic championship weekend, right? Let's go ahead and take the Big 12 scenario real quick. If BYU somehow beats Texas Tech, I'm not a proponent of that. I'm just saying, what if it happens? can you keep Texas Tech out as a second Big 12 team? I don't believe you can. Given their body of work and given what they look like this season, I just don't think you can keep them out. So who gets out? And it's a huge problem with the college football playoff. It, you know, we didn't like four. We don't like eight. We don't like 12. How many more teams do we have to get in to settle this score and this issue? But again, at its face, I truly believe that Texas should be in.
Yeah, whoever wins the ACC doesn't need to be in.
Especially absolutely. If it's Duke, yeah. Seven wins yeah. or whatever. Yeah,
all of a sudden, does that open the door for James Madison? Like, do you get two group of five schools in if that happens?
Oh, my gosh.
That would be terrible. That, again, not something that anybody wants. You want the playoffs to be very competitive, and you want the best teams in. Now, that being said, like, what are we saying about best teams in? Are we just saying the top four conferences that they should be setting all the teams? Absolutely not. But there will be, again, if we do get a chaotic championship weekend here, I truly believe that one of those SEC teams that believe they're coveted for a spot may not get one.
So we'll see an A&M up close. Is it the run defense that will be their Achilles heel when it comes to the playoff?
I think it will be. Again, they played well enough in the first half that you were like, you know what, there's no way that Texas gets back in this game. But again, Trey Wisner just kind of exposed what they were. And he did it several ways. He did it between the tackles. He did it to the outside. Just when he got in open space, they just could not contain him. And so, knowing what A&M was, and we had our pauses about A&M coming up to this point. It was basically, look at their schedule. Who in the hell they played? And it came down to, well, they just haven't played enough people to put them in a playoff spot where we really think that they're coveted at this point. Yes, they made it very late in the season to be one of the last three undefeated teams in the country. But at the end of the day, who did they play leading up to that point? Should they have beaten South Carolina? I think South Carolina, if they had taken that loss, it would have been an awakening point. And who knows? They may have come out and beaten the hell out of Texas had that happened.
Brent, if we're talking about a team that needs to not be in, you're putting a team in, you're taking somebody out. To me, it's Notre Dame. I mean, who Notre Dame's biggest games, they lost. They lose to A&M. Absolutely. They lose to Miami. I know they've gone on a run, and they've beaten the crap out of some teams, but what is their best win on their resume right now? I think I'd put Texas in over Notre Dame, and Irish fans were really upset, but if it's also about trying to get the best teams in, to me, I'm leaving the Irish out.
Absolutely. They did not show up in the games that you're supposed to, right? So what is the criteria here? We talk about you need to play the schedule that's in front of you. Well, they did. And when they played the teams that they were supposed to beat, they didn't. And so at the end of the day, yes, if you wanted to make an absolute case for someone like a Notre Dame to not be in, I could definitely take that at this point. Because, again, right when they had the schedule set out the way they wanted it, they just didn't, you know, create the opportunity for them to be in the college football playoff. And you're right. Like, so I saw Notre Dame close up on Saturday night. I went from Austin to Stanford to Palo Alto to go ahead and take in that game. I've seen Notre Dame once this season already, and it was against Arkansas. That also, now again, as impressive as the numbers might be, think about who I just said they played. Stanford and Arkansas right in front of me.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Love absolutely should be sent to New York City for the Heisman Trophy. I truly believe, like, he's definitely a back that is worthy of it. But in terms of, again, the games and what they did as a whole, I think you can leave the Irish out at this point.
See, this is where Notre Dame, this is where you guys don't get this. Notre Dame is the money draw. This is the national team of everybody who never set foot on a campus at South Bend. This is the team that everybody watches on television. This is the Dallas Cowboys of college football. Is what this is. So they're always going to find ways to put Notre Dame into this thing because the amount of eyeballs that they draw on a weekly basis. That's why Notre Dame is going to be in this thing.
Name and brand recognition is definitely a thing, right?
So
if you have a spot where you can throw in a 10-2 Notre Dame, and again, regardless of who the two losses are, as long as they somewhat look good,
yeah,
you need them in a spotlight. Yeah, and you're right, Brian. It is kind of a Dallas Cowboys situation. Again, we talk about it, and obviously being the home of the Dallas Cowboys on your station there, it just turns into, look, like, you want to see the Cowboys on a Sunday night game on a platform by themselves. You always want that because it's going to boost your ratings. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Notre Dame. You want them in because it's a national following that's very large.
Brian Dantzel, Elite Media Network here talking college football with you. Is there how realistic is a scenario where the Longhorns get enough help? Are we trying to eke in at all, or is that something you just got to flush?
You're definitely trying to squeak in here. Again, the committee's going to go ahead and kind of give it a sideways look with three losses, right? And that Florida loss really is probably going to end up being the backbreaker in the end. But again, you just take a look at those three games that they end up beating teams in the top 10, and you kind of you can't look past it, right? If we're talking about Notre Dame and brand recognition, again, we don't get past Texas in brand recognition. If they've put them in a spot to be in, they should be in. But again, that Florida loss is probably going to be the black eye that keeps them out. But again, I hold out hope that someone in their right mind can put them in.
Brian, what about the teams? And again, no disrespect to, you know, the North Texas and these, you know, the team that they're putting in is the 12th, the final, you know, the team that's not the Power Four. What's your feeling on that? Shouldn't it? Do these teams deserve opportunities? Does it warrant this to have these guys in, or should it really be the best 12 teams? Because even my North Texas buddies here will tell us if they go to Texas A&M and play a game, they're going to get run. You know,
right.
How do you feel about that automatic bid?
It's kind of like the AYSO where you end up getting the participation trophy, right?
Sure.
Congratulations. You were the best of the five conferences that don't have automatic bids in. And at the end of the day, like, does anybody truly want to see that? Is it good for the little guy? Is it good for the general populations to see something like that? And, you know, it comes down on case-by-case basis. You know, last year it was Boise State and SMU, basically, that were kind of like the outliers. They're like, wow, do they really belong in? You know, and then obviously they get to their playoff games, and it's no, not at this stage. It just looked terrible. So as long as ESPN can sell the hell out of this, because again, it's football and we're all degenerates. We all want to go ahead and watch these games. But it gives fodder to the folks of, you know what, they don't belong in. And that's a sad story because there are, obviously, you got SMU grads that want to see this, right?
Sure.
They want their team in. They want to be recognized as one of the top teams in the country. But at the end of the day, when it comes on the big stage to play, you know, against the LSUs, the Ohio States of the world, they probably don't belong. But again, I know that there's a lot of North Texas folks in the room there. But again, think about what they've done this season. Messemaker, Hawkins, like these are numbers that you kind of can't look past, and you want to see what they're going to do with that on a big stage. So you could play devil's advocate and say, you know, I do want to see this. I do want to see what the little guy looks like against the big guy to see if they can actually handle it. Just more cases than not, it's not a good look. That's all.
Brian Dantzel, Elite Media Network, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your college football year. We'll catch up with you soon.
Boys, I'll see you in Dallas this weekend. Let's go Tech.
Yep, wreck them.
Come on. There he goes. Brian Dantzel, thank you so much. One of our favorite college football people to talk to. A mixed bag coming up next, Wooly Bully.
Yeah, let's get back into the coaching carousel in college football, buried alive, and some more football leftovers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's next in the nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. You're now less than an hour away from L.A. Live with Lucius. G-Bag, the day is coming up at 5:30. It's time now for Woolchuck's Mixed Bag. Zachary?
All right, let's do it. Eric, get ready. Crew, get ready. It's time for an edition of Football or Ball Sack.
Oh!
How about this, huh?
Been a while. Okay.
Let's do it. All right.
You guys have had such a good read on these that I've...
Yeah, I know. You kind of stopped doing
kind
it.
Kind of avoided them just because you guys got a real good beat.
Maybe these ones are also just, hey, you're going to feast on them. I'm going to tee it up. You're just going to hit it out of the park. But we'll start, Eric, football or ball sack. Lane Kiffin said that Ole Miss fans are trying to run him off the road as he was driving to the Oxford airport.
Oh, that's SEC football at its finest.
This means more, right?
Yeah. 100% football.
It's a football, boys.
Yeah,
he said it's the passion of the SEC. That was his exact quote.
Yeah, that's who they are and what they did.
I'm surprised
they didn't get their hands on him. I'm surprised he's not tied up somewhere right now in a swamp.
Did the Mississippi State Troopers not protect him very well, trying to run him off the road? I mean,
I think he made a call. Yeah,
he
made it to the podium.
Yeah. Can you imagine checking into that airport, though, and going through security?
No way.
Oh, people are all over you.
They tarmac. LSU had two planes waiting for him and the coaches and stuff.
So. Marty Smith's story about trying to get that interview with him, and he's running around. Like, Lane's like, hey, we can do this, but we got to do this now, and here's where I am. Marty's like, well, I'm nowhere near there. And now he's scrambling, trying to get his team over to that tarmac, and they can't get into the tarmac. Marty's the man.
I mean, an SEC fan, I feel like, could be shot from the star player on a Friday night, and he would show up at the hospital and say, hey, I accidentally just shot myself. You know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
No, nothing happened here, you know?
Nothing to see.
Yeah, we're good. So it would not surprise me at all if they were trying to run him off the road.
No foul play.
It's amazing. But
Joe Burrow would just shoot me, and I'd show up say nothing's wrong.
Yeah, hey, like, no, definitely.
Oh, no,
I don't know who it was, but it definitely wasn't that Joe Burrow.
Just look the other way, boys.
It's like, well, sir, we found Joe Burrow with gun in hand.
No,
I don't think it was Joe. It might have been somebody else. I don't think it was Joe.
It was probably Alabama's quarterback.
Yeah.
See, after I shot myself, Joe relieved me of the weapon, so I didn't do it again. Give that man a medal.
Joe shot me, then put a tourniquet on me.
He saved my life. I don't know what you're talking about. He did not try to kill me. Ball sack or football?
Football.
Nick Sirianni says that offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo will continue to call plays because the wide receivers are always open, and the film says it all.
I think that's football.
Wow, so they're just throwing Jalen Hurts right there under the bus?
I think the wide receivers are open.
I think it's football. I think he's got his guys back.
I think it's football because I don't think Woolchuck just made it up.
This is obviously football. I mean, he's been saying stuff about them. So
film always shows. That's a coach line.
It's time to say stuff back, just like Jason Kelce did a number of years ago when somebody was popping off.
That's a ball sack.
He
didn't say that, but he did say that Kevin Petullo would continue to call the plays. He just didn't say that the wide receivers are always open.
Okay.
It's like something Nick would say, though.
It does, and I think that he calls it like it is. And he's not. They're not wrong. I mean, if you do... There's missed opportunities, and I just hope that they continue to implode. I hope they lose every single game the rest of the way, and we can just make fun of them, and the Cowboys can go ahead and win the NFC East and run the table, and this is just going to be beautiful. Can't wait for it.
By my count, they can win two, and they probably will. They got the Raiders.
Yeah, probably beat the Raiders.
And the Commanders once.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And if they win two and the Cowboys, let's say, lose one, how are we looking? I can't do the...
Perfect.
We're good?
Their magic number is four.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
I think this is totally fair. I think we're in on this. This is going to be glorious. We've got a UNT coaching search update. Neil Brown, former Troy and West Virginia head coach, in the running for this thing, according to Mr. Vito.
What job?
Neil Brown for UNT.
Oh, UNT. Okay.
So is...
The only team that matters brought us.
Billy Napier, who was actually in Denton a couple of weeks ago, just visiting, just saying, hey, what's up? I think he was making the rounds. Another coach, though, that is in the conversation as they're trying to narrow it down to finalists. Jared Mosley, our athletic director, got his start in college athletics at Abilene Christian. And Abilene Christian University's head coach currently is also somebody that might be getting a peek ski here.
What's our guy? He used to be the defensive coordinator at Tech.
It was Patterson.
Yeah.
He was named the Athletic Conference Coach of the Year in 2022, UAC Coach of the Year in 2024. So maybe this ends up, you know, Neil Brown at Troy, he was really good.
He's got like that Abilene Christian team.
They're playing
like,
well.
Has like Nick Holt. Is like he's like a national championship winning defensive corner. And I think it's one of the our coordinator from Texas Tech as well, the former quarterback.
Graham Harrell?
Graham Harrell is his offensive coordinator.
No kidding.
Yeah, Graham Harrell.
That's Graham Harrell was with us too.
Graham Harrell and Nick Holt are the coordinators for this coach who was at Texas Tech as a defensive coordinator. At one time,
you know what? I'm kind of interested in that. I think I would kind of take that over Neil Brown. No disrespect to Neil Brown, but I like the up and coming coaches. Keith Patterson seems like a guy that with that, if he's going to bring over the staff,
yeah,
maybe that's a good hire.
Maybe one of those guys like Nick Holt was a head coach in the league for a little bit. Yeah, but he won a national championship. I want to say, damn, where was he when he won? Might have been. Oh, jeez, I can't remember. But anyway, but yeah, these guys are like big time. His staff's got some big time assistants on it.
Yeah. I mean, Graham Harrell left UNT to go to USC.
Yeah.
And now he's at ACU. That's incredible.
Yeah. USC.
Wow. That's where he won the Natty?
He won the Natty at USC?
Yeah.
Coach Pete Carroll.
Was it Pete Carroll?
Mm-hmm.
See, I was going to throw it out there at USC, and I'm thinking, oh, geez, how long ago did USC win it?
2003 was Nick's.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yep. Okay.
Kentucky said bye-bye to Mark Stoops. They're dismissing him.
Mark Stoops said, I'm not leaving. You got to pay me to leave.
Oh, they're paying.
Yeah. That one is so crazy. How would you think that you needed a $38 million buyout for Mark Stoops?
That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money.
Because you know what? Kentucky has not, and I'm sorry, Will Chambers, you're driving around listening right now, but Kentucky, like Mark Stoops came in there and gave them a lot of stability, and all of a sudden he was sniffing around some other jobs, and they got scared that they were going to lose him and have to start all over again. Mm. That's how that thing got the $38 million.
Yeah. Jeez, that's a lot.
So was that just guaranteed money left on his contract, essentially?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then it looks like Pat Fitzgerald's going to get the Michigan State job.
He got cleared.
He did.
He got cleared of all that stuff at Northwestern.
He was great at Northwestern.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a hell of a football coach. There were NFL teams that were interested in Pat Fitzgerald. Then all that happened, and then he gets cleared. So I think that's an awesome hire.
There was some
for
hazing
Michigan State.
Stuff going on. They got him for some hazing.
It was like multiple sports, too, I think.
Yeah, some like nudity involved, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, if things go really well, the guy's going to leave for Alabama or LSU or something. Yeah. It's just it's so weird to me. Like, how many coaches are there, do you think, that is really worth $40 or $50 million to make sure that if he leaves, you know, you're getting bought out from somebody? I mean, what is it? It's Saban. Yeah. It's Jim Harbaugh if they try to come back.
Yeah.
Maybe Sarkisian because of how he elevated the Longhorns after so many years of struggling.
That guy at Indiana might be a real coach.
Cignetti at this point.
Cignetti, Smart. Urban Meyer, maybe.
Dan Lanning
might be another one. Yep.
Might be getting his way going there. Now, the college football playoff projection. And this is going to be amazing to
Kirby
see what
Smart.
Happens in these rankings tomorrow. But here's the projection right now. UNT in as the 12 seed. Virginia.
Playing at Tech?
At Oregon. That's going to be a lot of green.
They're saying that Tech might be at a bye.
Yes.
Okay.
Tech has played their way into the 4 seed.
Okay.
They've got Georgia beating Bama. They'd be the 3 seed. Ohio State and Indiana, despite playing each other head-to-head, are locked in at the 1 and the 2 in this projection. A&M drops down to the 6 seed.
Ooh.
But they play the ACC champion in Virginia, led by Chandler Morris, Highland Park, zone former North Texas Mean Green.
Maul them.
And then Bama plays at Ole Miss. Notre Dame plays at OU. So that would be your college football playoff projected bracket right now. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
No disrespect to Carter Freeman's team there at Oklahoma. Boy, their offense, that is a struggle bus.
It's terrible.
Their defense. Now, LSU's offense is not great, you know, with the quarterback situation. But, man, I mean, Oklahoma's defense is for real.
They are.
Their offense with Mateer, I mean, they make occasionally some big plays. But, man, there is a lot of, like, trying to have some design runs that are going nowhere. So, yeah.
It's a tough watch.
Yeah.
It's brutal. The Minnesota Vikings had a 209. Jeez.
Okay.
Here we go. 9,000. Just hit the reset button.
It's just 294.
Chill out, my dude.
That's the number.
Just relax a little bit.
294. Yeah.
Just settle in the pocket.
Deep breath. Here we go.
294 game scoring streak. I nailed it. It came to an end.
Oh, no.
They got shut out by Seattle. Uh-huh. And to make matters worse, it was their old girlfriend.
Sammy D.
Ooh. Sammy D doing it to him. Not good. Max Brosmer, it was the wrong type of NFL history. They hit rock bottom. They lose 26-0. First time the Vikings were shut out since 07. Yeah, he was another Shrine Bowl guy.
Yeah.
But starting in place of J.J. McCarthy, who should be back, it was one of the historical worst starts ever. They were down 13-0.
Like Ben DiNucci kind of bad start?
Yeah, bro.
They had three first downs at the end of the first half.
Ooh.
It was rough.
We'd never get that lucky to play a guy like that, would we?
Well, you get to see McCarthy. It's not
four
that
interceptions.
Much
it was a bad day.
Can that
office.
Guy not coach? What's his problem now?
Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah,
I don't know. I thought he was the quarterback whisperer. I blame myself. As soon as I dubbed that, he's pooping himself again.
Yeah,
I think these guys might suck.
It was the worst Vikings offensive game by DVOA
since Joe Capp in 1966
of all time.
Oh,
it was the worst offensive awful. Performance ever for the Vikings.
I'd like to shut down the mixed bag here with a story that I'm terrified by.
Uh-oh.
Here's the headline. Dead woman found alive in coffin.
Oh,
while waiting
see,
to
now,
be cremated.
Oh, wasn't this in
Bangkok?
Oh, gosh, please don't let this be me.
I think I saw this.
You saw this. You did.
Oh,
it was
please
in a temple,
don't let this be
a temple
me.
In Thailand.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Over the weekend, it was at a Buddhist Wat Rat Prakong Thom temple in Thailand. I don't know if I
you
said
smoked
any of
that,
right.
bro.
Yeah, man.
You smoked it.
Not good. But could you imagine?
Oh, geez, don't let this be me, please.
She's alive. You watch her. They all like freak out,
yeah.
right?
And all of a sudden the temple manager says, well, I was a bit surprised. I asked them to open the coffin and everyone was startled. I saw her opening her eyes slightly and knocking on the side of the coffin. She must have been knocking for quite some time. That is, I mean, being buried alive, but
yep.
now you're going to get cremated.
Yep.
And you're in there just like,
here we go.
Oh, my God.
There's a foul play here, huh?
Here we go.
Yeah,
it's wild.
I mean, I thought that.
Is there a medical explanation? Was she in a coma or something?
I didn't.
Very steady heart rate?
I did not get
They're
any
gonna,
explanation on
I'm gonna
this.
I'm going to wake
maybe
up with a
You've been scratching and clawing for the explanation. They just haven't gotten back to
I sent letters.
Yeah, you did.
To that temple.
Handwritten the same way that Bears guy did after he got on the pregame show
with us. Did he send you one of those?
That happened, didn't
that
it?
Happened,
Wojciak,
right?
Wojciak, what's his name?
Joniak.
Yeah, he sent us a letter.
God, of course he did.
He said,
he appreciates us.
I really enjoyed being on the pregame show with you guys.
Hey, did you see the trailer for the Jackson movie?
Hell yeah, dude. I'm ready for it, bro.
I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I am so fired up for that. Comes out in April.
Jackson 5 movie?
Well, it's
about Michael Jackson.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure there'll be a whole lot of Jackson 5 movies.
Yeah.
If you don't know anything about the Jackson, there was a miniseries way back in the 90s called The Jacksons. Family dream, an American dream, or something like that. Watch that for a presser.
Oof.
That'll get you ready.
I'm ready.
It's a good one, bro.
Thank you, old Chuck.
Oh, no.
Thank you. There it is.
Hey, did that woman have embalming fluid? Don't you, like, embalm people?
Yeah, what's the update on that one?
Not for cremation.
What's
I don't
the details
believe
on that?
Do that for cremation. I didn't
no.
read anything
oh,
about
okay.
embalming
yeah,
fluid.
You probably don't do that, huh?
You go like a candle.
She was treated for hypoglycemia.
Cool. Oh, so she was in like a diabetic coma, kind of, but the opposite of a diabetic coma? She looked young, too, right?
She was.
Like, it
she
wasn't,
was
it
young.
Wasn't like some old lady.
Ah, geez, don't let this happen to me, please. Don't
yeah, just terrible.
Don't.
That's something don't. That is terrifying. I would never.
They take my organs, I'll be okay. I'll just go ahead. You know, like, no, wait a minute, don't take them yet. I'm okay.
I'm still here.
I'm okay.
I still got players to scout.
Please.
Lucius told us to take your organs. He said this years ago about you. They're going to harvest your organs.
You confirmed it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're about 33 minutes now from the G-Bag of the Day and just a few more from LA Live. The finest coming up, Eric. Yeah, the Quinn and Williams impact and a recap of your football Sunday next to the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.